Principle number 7 is ask repeatedly. What I teach to begin my seminars is I ask everyone, raise your hand if you've ever been rejected. Well, everybody raises their hand. I said, now, if there is one clean four-letter word that could handle all rejection now and into the far future, how many of you would like to know that word? Well, they all raise a hand. I say, now, we're all going to shout it when it hits the screen, and then I say, okay, everybody ready? 1, 2, 3, and I turn it on, and it says, next. I said, the best medical doctor sooner or later buries a patient. He or she has got to say, next. Best speaker sooner or later gets melted down by an audience. He or she has got to say, next. I had the great honor of talking to 8,000 superstar educators, principals, superintendents, and all that. One principal said, none of the kids in my school basically get to go to college. I want you to come and talk to the 1,700 of them, and I need you to come now. Well, I went out there, and I thought I was going to be hip and dressed hip and all that. Went out there, and she said, we're not going to have any teachers in and no faculty. And maybe 100 kids out of 1,700 were willing to listen or even quasi-interested, and it broke my heart because I really wanted to communicate to them, to give them brightness of the future. And I got to tell you, some of the kids came up to me and afterwards and said, we really melted you down. It almost made me want to quit the business. That's how crushed I felt. But luckily, I was booked into the future. It's just like I teach all salespeople. If you go on vacation, make sure the first 2 weeks when you get back are overbooked because your sales self-esteem has a tendency to pulsate and go down. So you got to be overbooked when you come back. That's why you got to say next. You got to have the next thing to do, the next project, the next idea. And this whole thing of next is there's 6 billion people on the planet. And today we can grow rich in a niche. There's plenty of markets. And what you got to do is figure out how to be rejection free. And if you ever get to New York, you want to go to Eleanor and Franklin Roosevelt's house. And in a wall maybe 20 feet long in marble, Eleanor Roosevelt has one of the most classic, clear, important lines I've ever seen in my life. It says, nobody can reject me without my permission. And what every kid knows is how to be rejection proof. I've got little daughters, as I've told you repetitively, and we taught them how to answer the telephone at home. Elizabeth, when she was 6 years old, used to answer, Happy Home of the Hansons, Elizabeth speaking. And one day I'm doing a seminar, and I call home, and I say, Elizabeth, it's Daddy, and I just want to tell you I love you. She said, Daddy, I'm telling you I love you in your ear, but I know it's melting your heart. Right after that, we're walking hand in hand over to a best friend Amanda's house, and she said, Daddy, if you're real, real nice and ask please, I'll let you carry me. Now, little kids can do stuff with a wink or a touch or a squeeze or a hug or a cuddle on a leg. And when you say no to a little kid, what does it mean? Nothing. See, the key to getting everything you want in life is never put all your begging in one ask it. Be willing to repeat it. Be willing to leverage yourself by going out to a lot of other people and continue to ask, 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 ask until you get whatever it is that you're after.
This idea of next is so important. Every rejection just gets you closer to a yes. One of the things that we teach people is to look forward to the no's, to look forward to them, because you know that in every business, in every asking game, whether it's asking your parents, little kids notice they come back over and over and over and ask the same thing. And they know they've got to get a number of no's before they're going to get a yes. Our friend Rick Gelinas talks about when he first started selling sales, his sales trainer said, look, you're going to get 7 no's for every yes. And he went out there and he started asking, and every no, he'd get excited. He'd say, wow, 5 no's, I'm that much closer to a yes. And if you think about that, every time I get a no, I'm closer to a yes. You start looking forward to the no's. No's are good news. No's are saying simply, go to the next person. Ask, 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 ask. There's a yes out there waiting for you. Here's a really interesting statistic. 46% of all salespeople ask for business from a customer one time. If they get a no, they quit. 24% of all salespeople come back and ask a second time. 14% of all salespeople ask for the business 3 times. 12% of all salespeople ask for business from the same person 4 times. Only 4% of all the salespeople will go back to that person a 5th time. And that 5th time and those 4% represent 60% of all business sold. That's amazing. Simply going back again. The no is simply a step toward a yes. So ask, 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 ask. A really good example of this is our friend Rick Little, who had this vision that he wanted to create a program for high school students that would teach them to deal with their feelings, how to handle conflict, how to clarify their values, to get and keep a job, and how to be a good parent and handle money. And for over 2 years, Rick wrote and sent out 155 grant proposals. Everyone was turned down. It got to the point he was living in the back of his car, eating crackers and peanut butter sandwiches. That's all he could afford. He had this vision, and he knew that he had to keep on asking. He knew that every no was getting him closer to a yes. Now, this went on for years, but he had this vision. He believed. Remember, we talked about coming from your heart. This was his purpose. This was his passion. Finally, he had a meeting with a guy named Dr. Russ Mabee, who was the president of the Kellogg Foundation. 2 weeks later, Dr. Mabee called him and told him that the trustees had voted against his $55,000 request. Rick said, "I felt tears beginning to press up into the back of my eyes." Then he heard these words: "However, the trustees did vote unanimously to give you $130,000 because we don't think you can do what you want to do for less than that." Now, what if Rick had given up on the 100th try and said, obviously, the universe doesn't want this? If he hadn't persevered, he wouldn't have started the Quest program, which is now in thousands and thousands of high schools across America, around the world. Rick raised over $100 million to fund this program. In fact, recently, he got the largest grant ever given to an organization from the Kellogg Foundation in the history of grant giving in the country, because he asked. And when he built up the delivery system, it said, "I asked for the money, I delivered what I said." He became a gold medal asker and a gold medal getter. But the key was to keep on asking.